This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's the Good Day Health Program. I'm Doug Steffen here with Dr. Jack Stockwell, board-certified NUCCA chiropractor. And boy, is he certifiable. When it comes to adjusting your neck, your shoulders, I will tell you my experiences whenever I go visit Jack, and I did. And the last weekend, he and his wife Mary took extraordinarily good care of me, as they always do. There's a lot of love between all of us, and it shows. And Jack is really good at expressing that love in a manner of speaking with all of the people that are his clients, whether they go into his clinic in Salt Lake City or whether they take advantage of all the things that are being offered, many of them at no cost, at ForbiddenDoctor.com. He's a giving guy. He's a smart guy. He's a GAPS practitioner as well. And if you don't believe that he's smart, just ask him. He'll be happy to tell you. Whatever the question, he's got an answer and then some. So we're going to get into a lot of those questions, the Q&A that is a part of the genius of this program, if I do say so myself. You know, there are a lot of programs around, a lot of good health programs. What I do on Good Day Health is try to present both sides. So we have Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's a traditional cardiologist, and then we have Jack Stockwell, who is a NUCCA chiropractor. And by the very definition, chiropractors are cut from a different cloth. Don't you think all the chiropractors that I know and visit with have very strong educational backgrounds, very strong feelings about medicine and the direction that it's going in today? And so it's good because people listening to these 2 hours every weekend can get an idea. Maybe it's confusing. I don't know. Sometimes you find that's the case, Jack, that some people say, I don't know what to believe, Dr. Stockwell, because this person says that, and somebody else over there says something else. So what do I believe?
Well, I think that's a good question. It kind of falls down into an area where people are relying on somebody else for their information, rather than going to the sources and start doing some research on their own.
But who has time to do that?
There is obviously a basic fundamental philosophical difference between chiropractic and medicine, in that medicine is oriented towards what are called the 3Ds, to diagnose something, prescribe a drug for it.
Yeah.
In other words, that there is, if there's something lacking or some bad performance on the part of some body part or whatever, we'll probably have a drug for it. If not, we probably have some surgery for it. From the natural point of view, is to highlight the very thing that's kept on this planet for the thousands of years we've been here, to support the body's ability to take care of problems rather than to get involved with it chemically. Now, both obviously have their place.
Yeah.
The emergency room technology that we have today is, you know, keeps thousands of people alive every day that otherwise would have passed away.
Yeah.
When you're dealing with an acute life-threatening situation, you belong in the emergency room. There's no issue about that. But when it comes to chronic problems, then medicine has a hard time with that. Trying to help the body restore and rebuild itself. When you look at the education, the first 2 years of chiro school is the same as the first 2 years of med school. Mm-hmm. How the body's put together, how it works, and how we monitor whether it's working correctly or not. The next 2 years of chiropractic is spent on using natural, known therapies for thousands of years that have been able to help the body restore its normal function. The last 2 years of med school, you're doing rounds in the hospital, going to all the various different kinds of, you know, orthopedics and obstetrics and pediatrics and geriatrics, and spending a few weeks in each one of these things to learn more on the medical approach to those kinds of problems, which, again, is usually diagnosing something and providing a drug for it. So they both obviously have their place. It's just that when chiropractic tries to do medicine, or when medicine fails to recognize the body's natural ability to heal itself when it's given the opportunity to do so, then you start having some problems between the two.
Well,
but
I wanna,
other than that, it also comes down to a battle for turf.
Mm-hmm.
Because chiropractic is the biggest, largest competition to medicine.
Growth. It's growth industry.
Yes.
Well, I'll
There's
use myself
70,000.
As an example of what is going on, the yin and the yang, the push and the pull. My recent experience with maybe a TIA. The interesting thing is I had a consultation with the local cardiologist yesterday for 45 minutes, and I've told the story on the air, and you've certainly examined me with this in mind. If I did have a TIA, which is a temporary ischemic attack, which means that you had a mini stroke, it could be that I had that, or it could be something else. There's no evidence of it. And so the cardiologist and I were talking yesterday about what to do, because there have been, some pretty scary bits and pieces of advice I've been told by people that I know and trust that I need to get on to Eliquis. If I don't, I won't see my grandson grow up and stuff like that. And it really has kind of shocked me am I going to be shocked into submission? Because both the two cardiologists and Kronhaus is one of them, and this guy locally is another one. You need to go on Eliquis because it will thin your blood, and then, but you got to change the way you live, because anything could happen. It thins the blood so much if you bang your head, that kind of stuff. And I'm just not going for that. And, as well as Ken knows me, as well as you know me, I'm doing a lot of research on my own, and the local cardiologists were sort of taken back by my approach, because I knew a lot, and I'm not depending on them. I'm going to make up my own mind. And under the circumstances, it's very confusing, because I have you on one side saying this is the way to handle this problem, and these other guys that went through the schooling you were just talking about, all about drugs and things and their miracles, and I get all that. People lived a long time by getting onto blood thinners and statins and that sort of thing, and I think they are very helpful. But at what point is it too far for the individual? I think that's what has to be discussed, and that's what, you can't put all your faith. I can't. Maybe you can. I say that to the audience. I can't put all my faith in just one point of view, because it's just not me. So anyway, we're working our way through all of that stuff. You had some great advice, and so did Mary. And so I'm sort of trying to combine all of these things together. But I know a lot of you, if you listen to these programs or you listen to people from more than one connection, you're going to have confusion. And so, but then it's down to you, because you're the one who have to make. I have to make up my own mind. Jack can't make it up for me. Ken can't make it up for me. I'm the only one who can make it up. And so I'm finding a course of action that I'm comfortable with. And that's really kind of what you got to do, no matter what the problem. That would be my advice. We're going to talk about your liver as we continue here on Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, with a way to ward off bad things, sinus congestion, allergens, airborne germs, that sort of stuff. Make Navage your go-to device for fixing the problems. Jack will tell you, Ken will tell you, most of the bad things that come into your body come from your nose, come in through your nose or your eyes. So at least the Navage thing takes care of one of those problems. If you use it once or twice a day, you'll make sure that you've cleansed the bacteria, the pollen, all the things that cause cold, flus, and worse, the fall allergens that were really bad this year. All of that stuff is going to be, and the dust that you got in your house, because the heat's on now and the windows are closed, right? So, that in and of itself, something to protect yourself from. And you can do that cleaning your nose every day the Navage way. Simple, straightforward, easy, productive, and really efficient. Navage.com is the website. Navage is the product. NAVAGE. Cleanse your nose so your body will be clean using the Navage method. Navage nasal cleansing system at Navage.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
What's in store this week at Staples?
Everything you need to start the year right.
Whether you meet at the office or on a video chat.
Or whether your commute is now measured in feet rather than miles.
Staples has everything you need, like home office furniture, the latest tech, and organizational supplies at amazing prices.
And now at Staples, 2021 dated desk pads are just $3.99.
Shop in store or pick up curbside.
Get a fresh start this year with big savings from Staples. Ends 1/2/21 while supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions equal housing federal license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAssets.org number 33.
Back to Dr. Jack Stockwell. Here on Good Day Health for this, the last week. We're getting into the new year. There'll be a lot of things medically different next year. Let's hope for that, including people broadening their horizons, thinking about things in their body a little differently. Your liver, for example. The importance of a liver and what it does. How big is it? What does it actually do? Let's talk about that, Jack, shall we?
Well, physiologists have told us that they've identified over 600 functions of the liver. I mean, it's the ultimate blood filter. Every drop of blood in your body will go through the liver every 3 minutes.
Really?
And while it does, while it produces enzymes, it breaks down fats. In fact, your liver is your prime fat-burning organ. The liver is the hottest organ in the body in the sense of heat that's generated by the oxidation of fat, which is really what warms the blood. The main thing that warms your blood and keeps you warm, your core temperature, is the liver. And it, you know, it eliminates naturally occurring toxins. It supports general detoxification. It helps to maintain good cellular health in the sense that it tries to keep the blood clean. The liver will beg, borrow, steal, do everything it can to make sure your blood stays clean. And our bodies are oriented in such a way that everything we eat or drink, except for water, once it's digested and it gets into the gut and absorbed into the bloodstream, will go through the liver for cleanup, for filtering, for detoxification before it hits the main blood supply. And the first organ to get that cleaned up blood, of course, is the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's only obvious as to why the heart gets the cleanest food possible as fast as possible because of its energy consumption.
Isn't it amazing how the body, though, is? You learn more as a doctor about how it works, but even the person, somebody like me who's curious by nature, understanding how all this stuff works, I didn't realize the liver was as extensively. I knew it was important, to be sure, because I'm concentrating a lot on it. The statins that I'm taking, people say, well, how is it affecting your liver? So I'm going to have another blood test just to make sure that it isn't negatively affecting, because they can negatively affect your liver. And without your liver, we all know what Jack just explained, you're going to be a dead duck. So anyway, cleaning your liver. Let's talk about that as we continue here on our examination of your liver and your body. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Moving back into our conversation, we started out this hour talking about your liver and what it does. And so if, in fact, I mentioned a few minutes ago that the liver is an important functional, well, it's for everybody, but in terms of me now taking I've been told that it's a mild, I don't know whether it is or it isn't. There are 3 or 4 different kinds of statins, and I know you don't think that I should be on one, or there are other ways of doing it. And I have a great combined effort to deal with this. If it is a problem, that's a frustration, Jack, because nobody knows what really is going on. Nobody knows what I had. Nobody can tell me. Of all the scientists that I've talked to, I've not had anybody tell me, yes, this is what happened, and this is what you got to do. You got to try this, and you got to try that, and maybe if it happened, you better do this because you don't want it to go that way. And you know what? I'm not there.
Well,
I'm just not there.
What you're saying, I've heard from many patients, and this is why I always go to Mary's basic philosophy of going to the foundational aspect, the foundational function, the foundational reason for this or that. And when you look at the beginning of Steve Jobs' problems, he had to have a liver transplant.
Yeah,
he had to have, you know, and they thought probably the dysfunctional aspects of his liver contributed to the particular form of the rare form of pancreatic cancer that he had. So he gets a liver transplant. So it's over 10 years ago, whenever it was. So I think back in Tennessee or something like that. And he came out of that feeling like that he was a new guy. Mm-hmm. But he still had a diet that did not support normal liver function in the body. He was a fruitarian. All he ate was fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And mostly juiced, which was way too concentrated as far as sugar was concerned. And it just toxified the liver to the point where it couldn't function. The pancreas couldn't function because it wasn't getting the nutrition it needed. So that's why we often, with liver detoxification, two different things we recommend is Livco, for one thing. Livco
is a standard process.
Well, yes, it's distributed by standard process. Yes, Livco, just L-I-V-C-O. And it helps the liver to naturally eliminate the toxins that are occurring in our food. Remember, whatever we breathe in, whatever we drink, things that go through the skin that get into the blood, will eventually end up in the liver. And it's the liver's job to decide if it's water soluble, it's going to go to the bladder and you're going to get rid of it through urine. If it's a fat soluble, it's going to get mixed into the bile so the bile can get it out through the colon. And when you combine that with long-life energy enzymes, you end up with just a perfect winter
tonic. Which is a product you can get from ForbiddenDoctor.com that Mary and Jack have developed. But it's so popular, it's out of stock at the moment. So
yeah, we sold out over the holidays. We didn't anticipate that big of a demand. We'll have more here in a couple more weeks. But anyway, the Livco has Schizandra and rosemary and milk thistle in it. These are herbs that have been known for decades, if not hundreds of years, to provide good liver support. And when medicine and pharmaceutical industries come out with drugs designed to help the liver, they look at Schizandra, and they look at rosemary, and they look at milk thistle, and what's the operative chemical ingredient in here? Then they try to
duplicate it and make more money
in the laboratory.
Right.
But the thing is they find one or two things, and they leave out all the others, especially the unknown factors that make those things incomplete and lead to toxic side effects.
All right, so I want to talk about, as we move, I think sticking with the liver for a little while is important. Beside the natural things that we're talking about, there are other ways that have been discovered to help detoxify one's liver. Let's see if you think they hold any water as we continue talking about the cleansing of the liver, the functionality of your liver, how it's so important to your health and well-being. That's all part of the focus this week on the Good Day Health Program. Dr. Jack Stockwell, I'm Doug Steffen.
Here's Coach's Corner, sponsored by Merrill Guided Investing. When California hired Joe Capp as head coach in 1982, the former Pro Bowl quarterback often let players make up plays with random laterals at the end of practices. That fun way of blowing off steam actually made its way into the Cal playbook. Down 2019, with 4 seconds left to rival Stanford, what ensued was a 5-lateral, 57-yard touchdown play concluding in the Stanford band, which had taken the field. Known simply as the play, it closed out a wild 7-4 season for Cal.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move, with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investinggoals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Happy holidays, folks. Colonel Snowman here to tell you about my piping hot KFC $20 fill-up with 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings. It's an easy way to keep the family fed when you're too busy to cook. Wow, this KFC meal is piping hot, and I'm made of snow. Try my KFC $20 fill-up. You can order ahead at KFC.com. Happy holidays from KFC.
Limited time only at participating locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra. Delivery service and additional fees apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Congressman-elect Luke Letlow has died of complications from COVID-19. Letlow was elected in November to represent Louisiana's 5th Congressional District in the new Congress. He was hospitalized on December 19th after testing positive for the virus and later moved to an intensive care unit. Letlow is survived by his wife Julia and 2 children. He was 41. 2 police officers involved in the shooting of Breonna Taylor have been notified that they will be fired. The Louisville Metropolitan Police Department notified detectives Miles Cosgrove and Joshua James that the department had started the process to relieve them of their duty. James was the detective that obtained the no-knock warrant that led to the March raid where Taylor was killed. Cosgrove was determined to have fired the fatal shot. An investigation found that James violated department procedures in obtaining the search warrant. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Centers for Disease Control have issued new guidelines for issuing vaccines to people with existing health conditions. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The CDC issuing new guidance for when people with underlying health conditions can receive a COVID-19 vaccine. They say any vaccine that has been approved by the FDA may be administered to people with underlying medical conditions as long as they don't have a severe allergic reaction to any of the ingredients in the drug. Rollout of the vaccine has been less than stellar in some states, to which Ajit Jha tells ABC's Good Morning America.
The issue here in my mind is twofold. There's a little bit of getting the vaccines to states, but the biggest problem is getting the vaccines from the states into people's arms. There's a lot of steps, and there just hasn't been much planning. There hasn't been much investment.
I'm Tim Berg.
And the Arizona men's basketball team won't be heading to any postseason tournament this season, no matter what form they may take. The program announced Tuesday that it is self-imposing a one-year postseason ban over NCAA allegations of misconduct, including a failure of institutional control violation. The NCAA's investigation goes back to 2017 when an assistant coach was arrested as part of a larger federal probe into corruption in college basketball. The NCAA could still decide to levy additional punishment against the program. The ban includes the Pac-12 tournament, meaning the Wildcats' year is over on March 6th when the regular season concludes. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Moving back into the second half hour of this week's American Family Farmer Show, this is a blend of information and conversation about family farming, about the people that we serve with the food, the families, and the food itself. And so I'm taken by Darren Babcock's story at Bonton Farms in Texas, but I'm also taken back by the statistics that we've seen maybe more of. I was involved, Mr. Babcock, in a national broadcast last week for Feeding America. We raised $500,000 to fix the problem or to deal with the problem that you're talking about, the very problem that there are millions of youngsters and adults now going to bed hungry, don't have any food source at all. And so how we can continue to justify, politically or otherwise, the things that we were just talking about. Oh, we want to serve this community, that community, we want to be safe. Yeah, that's nonsense. Why can't we take the food that comes out of a restaurant, whether it's yours or somebody else's, or excess food that the farmer can't sell, and give it? Instead, there are rules that just make no sense whatsoever. None. And I think the more we underline that for people to understand what really is going on, the complete waste of food, millions of tons every day, week, month, year, it's criminal when there are these many people who don't have anything to eat. And so, thank you. I don't want to get off on a tangent too much there, but I think what you did was great, and I would like to see that done elsewhere, frankly.
Yes, sir.
So, I want to talk more about who you are. I see the farm's manager is Danny George, who comes from Bonton. How'd you find him? How does that work?
Well, Danny's another one of the guys. You know, we specialize. I love to help come alongside people that the rest of the world has given up on. And Danny was one of those guys that had kind of found himself a victim of the streets, didn't find opportunity in the world for him, and so had taken to the streets. And he had gotten a job at a metal fabrication company and was just clinging to it with a kung fu grip. He had no idea how to do it or how to survive in that environment, but he was committed to not going back to the streets and living that life. And as I got to know him, I felt like that we could really help him by bringing him in close and being able to do some mentorship and stuff that would allow him to learn how to live a different life than he'd lived before. And so we made him an offer to come to the farm and work in it. And, you know, for some of us, that when you experience what it's like to put a seed in soil and to nurture that, and the
fabulous,
seed,
isn't
food
it?
Come from that, it's something that stirs your soul when you can't
it
shake
is.
It.
Yeah, and it's one of the things about, you know, about life that is, it continues. I grew up, I'm a farm kid, I've been around cows all my life, and to see a calf plop out of her mother at the end of 9 months and 9 days, it still befuddles me what has happened. It's like the same with birth of a human being, I guess, but then to put a radish seed in the ground and visualize it in 2 weeks or 2 months, what's going to come out of it, and thinking it's soil combining with other things. How does this happen? And a lot of kids today, a lot of adults don't know where the food comes from. They think it comes from the store. No clue as to what happens. And so you're doing a great service there, too. People, I mean, it's really kind of sad that we've gotten this far away from our food source, isn't it? Don't you think that's kind of sad?
Yeah, I think that's one of the things, is sometimes going backwards is actually the answer. And, you know, I think if we return to our roots and people started doing more local farms and small farming efforts to support and supplement the large farms that feed the masses.
But the government is against us. The government favors, I mean, you have to go very far to look at these buyouts, the things that are going on, and farmers with too much milk, they're dumping it. And what are they doing with that? There's now a move to take that milk and do other things with it. But why did it get to this point? Why do we have these huge farms that are producing crap and people don't know where the food, you know, I think, although this particular situation we're in now, I've seen a real sort of left-hand 90-degree turn here in people's attitude toward fresh food, local food, places like yours, places like mine. I have ice cream and that sort of thing that's locally produced, the farmer up the street that has produce. I think there's a real change coming. It's too bad it's taken this. I would see places like yours growing by leaps and bounds in the next year or two. What do you think?
Yeah, I think, you know, make a political comment. I think you're right about the fact that one of the roles of government should be to regulate the size of businesses so that there's healthy competition and things don't get out of skew. And probably not so much to say that we can't take food, you know, entire casserole dishes of food from restaurants that somebody didn't show up or a party didn't make it, or sometimes like me, their eyes just got too big for their stomach, and there's all this great food, and it's thrown away because of small little regulations of intervening in things that where they really have no business. But to your latter point, I agree. All of the small farmers that we're talking about now are really inundated with business. People are searching for local food options and healthy food options, and you know, we don't know where all of our beef comes from, and we don't know where all of our vegetables come from. And I think that the concern of not knowing where things come from and how it's handled, especially through pandemics like what we're experiencing now, will draw people closer to the roots of knowing the source of where their food comes from.
The reality is that we have many problems in our country brought about by our dependence on China. They're getting involved in our food supply, stealing food basically from us to take care of their own. The fact that we are now coming to, this all is coming home to roost, if you'll pardon the pun, the extraordinary play that they have on food and the way the government has favored, as you've suggested, these big businesses. George Bush, speaking of Texas, created the mess in milk because he allowed when the Souza family, Souza, whatever their name is, the Dean Foods down there, collected $4 million for his campaign for president, 6 months later, all the rules and restrictions on common ownership of fluid milk supplies was relaxed, and this company bought all pretty much like 70-80% of the fluid supply. Now they've gone bankrupt, and now we're trying to figure out, you know, it's just the farmers that are going out of business because there's no market for their milk because these people have screwed it up. And it's just, oh, man. All right, don't get me started on that. We got a few more minutes here. Hold on. We'll get back to you and what you're doing. Congratulations, by the way. This is very cool. I want to know more about the farm, its employees, that sort of thing, in a matter of moments here. First, though, I want you to think about your health and your well-being. Good food, that's what we're talking about here. A lot of people don't eat the good food that's being produced, although more and more people are thinking about it. But where we are with the virus and who's dying because of it is a complete connection. You can draw a straight line between the dots of people who eat bad food, get overweight, and then get sick and suffer because they get the coronavirus. They don't have an immune system that will fight the infection. So along comes Calitrin. They're here for you to help you lose that weight so you can return to your healthy roots. Health matters in this circumstance. So please consider this idea. Maybe Mother's Day is a good time for you to get your mom thinking about her health and well-being. You want her to be around. Toploss.com is the website for Calitrin. Calitrin is the only natural way to lose weight and keep it off. 6 month supply, you buy three and you get three free. Use the discount code DJV. Don't have to pay for shipping either. This is the only all-natural way in the world to lose weight with an 86% success rate. What else do you need to know? You go to toploss.com. You order the product, get on, very easy to follow the instructions and to lose the weight and keep it off. Use discount code DJV, please, for savings at toploss.com.
I've always wanted to learn another language, but every time I try, it never sticks. So I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and it starts with simple words and phrases, and soon you're putting those words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. The app is really smart. It actually keeps track of the words I'm struggling with, so I can practice them and get better. I chose Babbel because it was created by real language teachers. They built it around real life, how people actually communicate, and what they care about. I can't wait to use my new language skills in the real world. Dos cervezas, por favor.
With Babbel, get conversational in Spanish, French, German, and more. It just takes 10 to 15 minutes a day. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
The COVID-19 pandemic threatens millions. Courageous health workers are risking their lives to protect us all. But many don't have the supplies and support they need.
Now, let's finish off this discussion of liver cleansing, but it's so important to the body, Jack. It was worth us spending this much time on it, I think, here. Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen. Now, the ladies that were in the nurse corps in World War I noticed something, and I thought that this would be a good way for you to... there's a lot of exhausting research that's been done on all of this because, as you've noted several times here in this hour, the liver is so important to our well-being. So what is this thing that has been discovered, and how is it implanted, into our body?
You know, if you want to learn surgery, and you want to learn emergency medicine, and you want to learn how to take care of serious traumatic problems, you work in the front line medic tents on the front line of a war, in a war situation. And in World War I, just about the time they had discovered and started to utilize x-rays, there was an awful lot of demand on the time of the surgeons on the front line repairing these soldiers that survived their wounds. And so they were drinking copious amounts of coffee. And the nurses noticed that the only way they could work 20 hours at a time without rest is they were having a cup of coffee about every hour. Well, they found out that a lot of these soldiers, because their strength was weakening and waning, that they thought, let's give them coffee. But a lot of them had throat injuries. A lot of them had upper respiratory problems from shrapnel and phosphorus and gas and everything else. So they thought, let's just put it in their butt. And they found a remarkable thing started to happen. When they would introduce coffee into the rectum, the liver detoxified itself.
Really?
And what
happens
is... Thus
were born coffee enemas.
As soon as the caffeine hit the hemorrhoidal vein, the ducts, D-U-C-T-S, inside the liver opened up. And the toxins that were building up in the liver dumped out into the colon, and these people made remarkable recoveries. Up until the 1970s, coffee enemas were prominent in the Merck manual, which is kind of the Bible of hospital treatment. They finally got rid of it, and their excuse for it was, we needed room for other things. But the truth is,
we ran out of paper, we can't print any more books.
Right,
yeah.
Any natural cancer treatment center on this planet, whether it's in Mexico or Germany or a few kind of hidden places in America, because they're kind of stepped down on, always
the doctor in Houston, what's his
coffee,
name?
Brzezinski. They always are coffee enemies. Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez promoted them prior to his death. Mm-hmm. Because the thing that usually kills us with cancer is the failure of the liver and the failure of the kidney due to the chemo and to the fact that there's such tremendous particle cellular debris building up in the bloodstream because of the chemo. So we have to keep the liver functioning.
Let's go back to the supplement of the week, in fact. You mentioned Livco. And what it does and how it works to keep your organ, the 5-pound organ that is your liver, it's got to work. And it's got so many jobs to do that keeping it clean is very important. And it's part of what happens, when you're losing weight. One of the ingredients in Calitrin is this same sort of product because it's so helpful when it comes to weight loss. It really is. You've got to do
The liver is the major fat burning organ of the body, and when you have a healthy liver, it's a lot easier to maintain the weight that you want to. But because of a lot of the foods that we eat that contribute to obesity are loaded with these toxins from over processing of the food, it builds up in the liver. Mm-hmm. When we can keep the liver healthy, and that's one of the things Livco does, is it helps to naturally remove the toxins and other things that build up because of our food choices. It aids digestive health, but it helps to maintain the health of the cells themselves. Combined with the long-life energy enzymes, it's a perfect winter tonic.
Yep, it sounds great, so you can get them all. Check it out at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Livco is the supplement of the week. All this information about the liver, how important it is, you can hear that in our podcast next week. Jack's podcast this week are a focus on a lot of his radio shows that he does there locally in Salt Lake City. You're listening to Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell and Doug Steffen here.
C. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Doctoring, we're here to ail the sick and to feed the hungry and to fix the wounded. All that good stuff. Well, maybe not all of it. We'll do as much as we can with Dr. Jack Stockwell in attendance here. He's the attending physician at the moment with a focus on gonorrhea. All right, so let's get to the bottom line. This is a trending story around the world. A lot of people are getting this because you had a very interesting theory as to the regular form of gonorrhea and why it has gotten stronger. What is going on? And I thought, I said during the earlier part of the DJV program that I thought if you had a lot of antibiotics in your system, it would kill it. But apparently it's the opposite of that, right?
Well, yeah, the every time you add an antibiotic, it suppresses the immune response. Antibiotics don't work by helping your immune system.
No.
Antibiotics
they
work
kill.
Like anti-bio, anti-life.
Yeah.
They kill whatever they come in contact with, including your own cells.
Yeah.
And during this time of the year, now, first of all, with gonorrhea, you need to be very careful who you pick for sexual relations, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But gonorrhea, like listeria, like pneumonia, like several other bacterial types of infections.
Salmonella, E. coli.
Absolutely.
All that stuff.
They all thrive in an alkaline environment. Whenever, you know, back
explain
in
the difference between acidity and alkalinity.
Well, in microbiology in school. you know, you have the little petri dishes, and you go around taking samples off a handrail or the elevator button or whatever else, and you put it in the media that's in the petri dish, stick it in the petri oven for a couple of days, and watch what grows. Then you take what grows, put it under a microscope, and try to identify what kind of bacterial strain that it is. Well, you know, I could go way out in the weeds with that, but I won't do so. So, in any event, that media that the bacteria grows in is an alkaline media. And it was always interesting, once we took the sample back out of the oven and had already examined it under the microscope, we put in a few drops of apple cider vinegar or lemon juice or something that's known to be very acidic because of the acetic acid that's in that stuff, and it immediately killed the bacteria it came in contact with. And so the lesson of the day was, in an alkaline environment, these kinds of bacteria thrive. It's the most common cause of UTIs for ladies with urinary tract infections. Mm-hmm. The urine starts to get a little bit alkaline that allows the growth of bacteria in the bladder that shouldn't be there because urine should be very acidic. Now, when you start getting these superbugs that are showing up, like the super gonorrhea that's showing up, it's simply because our diets are so bad, especially during the holiday period. The high sugar diets we have tends to turn the body towards an alkaline base, where alkaline versus acidic. In an alkaline environment, these kinds of bacteria thrive, which is one of the best cures for gonorrhea is just to take diluted apple cider vinegar. I know that sounds crazy, but you'd still take an antibiotic orally for gonorrhea anyway. Penicillin.
Well,
was
why
the
would you take apple cider vinegar direct? Why would you water it down?
Oh, because it's just so acidic. It'll burn. It'll inflame the esophageal.
I used to be able to take it, but I can't anymore. I water it down with it.
Well, and also the acetic acid can do a number. If you do it enough, the acetic acid could do a number on the enamel in your teeth. So, you know, right. I'm talking about 4 or 5 ounces of water and a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar. And not only that, not only just gonorrhea, this comes from the hill people of Vermont. D.C. Jarvis was an M.D. out of the University of Vermont's medical school that did a big study of the use of apple cider vinegar with the hill people in Vermont 100 years ago. And arthritis, pneumonia, back pain, kidney problems, bladder problems, lung problems, upper respiratory congestion problems. The Hill People Medical group, which was usually the grandmothers of the day, would always be using apple cider vinegar because it would bring the alkaline toxicity down to an acid level, which kills the presence of...
How do they make apple cider vinegar? Where does that
come
from?
Well, they just apple juice and ferment it. They ferment the apple juice.
Really?
And when you use apple cider vinegar, you want to make sure the mother is in it, because that's the pure stuff, the little brown flaky
pieces
stuff that's sitting
junk
on the bottom. Right, that's the residue from the apple. The white vinegar is a manufactured form of vinegar that has its benefits, but it does not work like apple cider vinegar does. So, and so my patients often will tell me that. We get a little sniffle, a little bit of a cold, a little bit of choking, something that's starting to tend towards a sick situation. A couple of shots of apple cider vinegar diluted with some water, and that's it. That's all it takes.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, noted Nooka chiropractor, clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah, here with us to understand alkalinity, acidity, that sort of thing. He's a font of knowledge, and that's why he's here. It's 59 past.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.